is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
It's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
I'm feeling enormous energy around this show, just enormous, enormous. I really have to hand it to you, Nicole. You've created sort of a niche of amazing, amazing connections. It's just like the angels and the devatas that are like attracted to News for the Soul is amazing.
And we love News for the Soul!
Hello everybody, this is Daniel Brinkley. Welcome to the hearts and minds of Enfoldment. This is News for the Soul.
Hello, this is Satyan Raja, and you're listening to News for the Soul. Be open in your mind, your body, your being. Allow yourself to drench in this awesome information to evolve you to your next place.
Hey, this is Dave Morehouse, and you're listening to News for the Soul.
Okay, we're having some technical issues today. I don't know if people can hear me, but let's find out. Sarah, do we have you on this line, first of all?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, my God, it's a miracle. Okay, so this is working. So we're on now with Raise in Energy. Sarah is here to do some open lines and energy healings. And by some sheer miracle, all of our systems are down. And we've managed a connection here. So, Sarah, let's get you to reintroduce yourself and your show. And we've got a couple callers holding, so we're good to go, apparently.
Wonderful. Well, it's nice to be here, Nicole. Thanks for hosting this lovely station. I am Sarah Lascotto. I'm an energy medicine practitioner and spiritual healer. And I listen to the body and let it share what is keeping it stuck in terms of physical and mental symptoms. So I would love to help some callers today shift energy that is keeping them from reaching their goals, whatever those goals may be. So I'm ready to jump right in.
Okay. We're going to start with international caller first, then 203, you're in the wing, 7, you're in the other wing. So stand by. Sarah, take your time and go deep, and let's see what we can do. All right, international caller, you're up live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
G'day, ladies. It's Bob Eden from the Whitsunday Islands, and it's 3 a.m. in the morning. I'm turning into a vampire.
Oh, oh dear.
Thanks for the invitation, Nicole. And Sarah, I turned 71 this year and I've got an amazing zest for life. I've never felt more alive. But recently, all I want to do is sleep. I've really, you know, it's they're sort of, they contradict each other. So, I'm sort of feeling stuck, and I love what you said about your body because that's how I operate. My body is so much smarter than me. It's always sending me messages, and sometimes I don't understand them. So, whatever you can pick up, and I'm all yours, darling.
Okay, wonderful. So let me ask, it's 3 a.m. and you're awake. So tell me, do you normally have a regular schedule for sleep? And when did all of this start?
Well, my body generally wakes me up at 3 a.m.
Okay.
And my daily cycle is when my body's awake, we play. And when my body's tired, we sleep. So I'll be up now until midday when I'll have something to eat, and then generally my body says, "Come on, it's time for a nap." So we have a nap till about 6 p.m. Then awake till 9 or 10, and then sleep again till 3. So I just listen to my body, it's working for me. The stuckness is, I don't know, is it because it's winter here? Am I like a bear that wants to hibernate? Bobby the bear.
Well, 3 a.m. can be a typical intuition time as well. It can be a very handy time to wake and hear messages, to hear intuitions. I'm just curious, do you have time in your day for meditation or quiet time where you can hear what your body wants to share or your intuition?
Yeah. That's one thing I love about the way my body wakes me up at 3, because that's when I get most of my downloads, and that's when I do most of my writing. My writing just comes through me in the wee small hours. And as far as meditation goes, I have many means of meditating. How can I put it? I've noticed in my life what puts me in the zone, what activities put me in the zone. And it's like playing with my dog or out in nature, or even tinkering with a little engine. That certainly just, that puts me totally in the zone.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
And I love that place of lucid dreaming, half awake,
yeah,
half asleep. Yeah. I can spend hours in that space because,
Okay, perfect. So let me ask you this. What aspect of your schedule is not working for you? You just feel like you're sleeping too much?
No. I just feel... my body feels heavy.
Okay. So let's just tune in and see what your body would like to shift, what it would like me to do for it. I agree. 3 a.m. is a wonderful intuition time, and it sounds like it's working for you because you're getting downloads, you're getting writing is coming through you, like you're productive at that time. So I don't think I would fight it. But let's see what your body wants to shift, because you're here connected for a reason. Okay, so I'm going to tune in. Okay, so your energy is actually blocked. I can't connect in. So let me just see if it's a permission or, there's something I can, we can move it. We just have to figure out what it is. Are you going through any... is there anyone in your life that you're having a difficult time with at the present time that might, or someone that might be inadvertently trying to control your energy?
I'd like to see them try.
Is that a no?
that's a big fat no. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's funny. Thank you.
Maybe you could just repeat this. I give permission for my body to be balanced.
I give permission for my body to be balanced.
It's working. Can you say that one more time? I give permission for my body to be balanced.
I give permission for my body to be balanced.
So there's an energy sitting on your chest, and it's peeling away. When I ask, it feels like it's a part of you that just is resistant to something that you're ready to either welcome or work with or heal. So we're just lifting off this resistance. It's almost all gone. There's just a little bit left on the upper right shoulder area. Give permission for my body to be balanced. Okay. All right, good. Now, I'm going to start in your nervous system.
Okay.
And I'm just feeling some tension up there, that kind of like that heaviness that you talked about, but it feels more like a tension here in the head. And we're giving permission for this to shift, whatever it is. It feels like it's from the past to me. So whatever is at the root of this, we're giving permission for it to release. All right, we're balancing the nervous system, or the limbic brain in particular, to the heart. And on the link between these two parts of the body is a consciousness of control. So let's just ask, is this a lack of control? No, it's over control. So we're just going to hold the idea of controlling maybe a little too much. That consciousness in between limbic brain and heart. That's connecting in within a consciousness, an orientation kind of inadequacy. So sometimes we want to over-control because we're afraid of failure, we're afraid of not being enough, maybe in our own eyes, maybe other people's eyes sometimes too, but this feels more relevant to your relationship with yourself. So we're just going to balance these two ideas on this link with the head brain and the heart brain, two of our very important energy centers. All right, we're linking this back to something that happened, I'm hearing, in your 20s, so a long time ago, and I don't really feel like we need to jump into it here, but we're going to hold whatever, maybe there was a particular stressful or traumatic or some kind of event in your 20s that laid the way for this control as a means of protecting yourself from feeling inadequate in any way. So we're just going to hold that. Again, upper chest, right above right at the sternum. Shifting out a heaviness here. And this consciousness of control is really bound in the upper chest. So that is a natural consciousness of the lungs. When we, the interesting thing is that, you know, lung time on the Chinese, traditional Chinese clock is 3 to 5 a.m. And so we're gonna hold that, linking it in here with something that happened in your 20s that is paving the way for a restriction in that energy flow during this time, with the consciousness of control. All right, very good. Okay. Right now, coming down to the small intestine. Small intestine is, of course, part of the home of the enteric brain. So we've hit the other two brains here. Really, it's considered that we have three brains, the head brain, the heart brain, and the enteric brain, the gut brain. We're holding the gut brain now. And its connection with the heart. So, gut to heart on the link between the two. We're holding fear. And we want to clear fear. Feels like it is in the heart and towards the bottom of the organ itself. We're going to unwind that fear, whatever it may be. And this could be karmic. It could be something from your lifetime. It could be something even from someone in your life, someone else. So we don't need to know. We just need to get it out of your heart. So we're removing fear. And what it feels like to me is a bit of spiritual fear, like a fear of, honestly, what I heard is knowing the truth, like knowing the truth of who you are or knowing the truth of what you're, there's something about knowing truth and a hesitation or a fear of just fully embracing that. So that makes me think of surrender, because surrender, again, is that lung energy. It's that metal element, and it's what can be so tricky when we have fear. We can be really afraid to deeply and fully surrender, especially to our higher self. So we're just going to hold all these ideas in the bottom of the heart, lower right side of the heart. Now, do you have any health issues that involve the heart or the cardiovascular system?
I'm kind of concerned about my blood pressure. And then again, I'm not. I've faced my own death too many times to really take too much too seriously.
Okay.
But I treat my body like I used to be in research. During my working life, and I treat my body like my own personal laboratory. So I'm trying, you know, various natural remedies to see what effects, you know, how I can better my physiology. For far too long, people say, you know, your body's a temple, but for far too long I was treating my body more like a bouncy castle.
Yeah,
but
I think many of us can fall into that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What I love about this event right here and now is synchronicity rocks. You know, I had this sense of heaviness in my body, and here we are. You know, get an invite, Nicole, and I love the way that my life unfolds like that. It's like I totally trust in my own process.
Very good.
So this is great, Sarah.
Okay. So So let's just hold blood pressure in the cardiovascular system, okay? Because the, you know, our blood pressure, when we are under any kind of stress, we have little receptors that vasoconstrict or vasodilate to open and make things more expansive, or to close down and make things more restricted, more constricted. So we're going to hold that idea in the arteries and veins. And we're going to link it to this consciousness of surrendering versus controlling. So surrender is more open and expansive. Fear and control is more restrictive and tight. And so we're going to basically draw that parallel with the arteries and veins, with what we were talking about a moment ago with the lung energy and the spiritual surrender. And what we're going to do is release any tension in the cardiovascular system. So we can really internalize stress, and we can lock it up in our body without even knowing. Subconsciously, we do that. And we're giving the body permission to really let that go, to release any tension that has been stored in any of the tissues of the cardiovascular system. And listeners, you also are having this balance for yourself. So anyone listening is receiving this. We're really opening and releasing old stress stored in cardiovascular. And we're really bringing in that idea of surrender into the nervous system too, to really just rest and digest, to allow, to move through, to work with what comes up, and to not get stuck over controlling out of fear because of the past or worries of the future, but really letting all that go and just being present and surrendering to the present moment and being guided. And I'm just doing a quick balance on the aorta coming out of the heart, and then the arteries that supply the brain, so the carotid arteries, basically the blood supply to the head. So we're just bouncing that from the heart up into the upper neck. With the intention of opening and allowing. All right. So see if that heaviness starts to shift. See if it moves out. How does your body feel right now?
A very good question, Sarah. About a minute ago, my body went into slump mode, like a string puppet when you cut all the strings, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. So at the moment, my arms are down by my side and my chin is on my chest, and it's brilliant. It's like there's no, I feel like a rag doll, you know, just there's no tension there, just yeah, floppy bob.
Good. So let floppy bob stay. Let him be at home. He's in parasympathetic healing mode. He is allowing energy to move. So yeah, just embrace that for a little bit. Let that energy move. And let's see if you start feeling a little bit more of a sense of peace with, we just want that heaviness gone. So, but yeah, do you have any questions at all?
No, none that I can't find the answer for within my heart at the moment anyway.
Okay, good. Yeah, so just see how the energy moves. Hopefully this will get whatever that heaviness was moving, and you'll be on your way.
Thank you so much, Sarah, and thanks, Nicole. You're angels.
Thank you. Thank you. Let us know how you're doing.
Will do.
Keep in touch. Enjoy the floppy mode. And let us know how it goes. All right. Next, we're going next in line, 203. 707, standby. You're going to be next after 203. So here we go. 203, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Pat from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. You may not do this, but I'd like to ask, do you work on animals?
I do.
Wonderful.
Yes, I
My
do.
Dog. That's wonderful. My dog is going through a pretty difficult time right now, and I'm doing everything I can to find healing for him.
Okay, what's up? What's he going through?
He's 14 and a half years old. He developed, I'm not sure what, laryngeal paralysis or trachea collapse. At least he had an episode a few months ago. He's probably had this for a number of years. It's actually where you choke, and you can't. You choke and choke and choke and choke. It's really terrifying. And I've been doing all, he had another episode on Monday. I've been doing all kinds of research since then, and some energy workers are saying he's having seizures as well. So I'm looking into all kinds of supplements and healing work for him. Yeah, I would really like to help him heal, be comfortable, or even, you know, get back to the past where this never was and get there for him, whatever I can do for him. And he's always listening when I talk on Blog Talk Radio. He's listening right now.
Okay, good. What's his first name?
Chance, with a C.
Chance. Okay. Let me tune into his energy. All right, so what I'm hearing is he's feeling choked by life. Now, of course, this isn't his life. I have a feeling there's an interplay here. Is there anything that is going on in his or your life where, let's ask you first as his owner, is there anything that's making you feel choked by life right now?
Oh, God, it's making me feel guilty. My life has been really, really stressful. Most of my life, the past 3 years, have been real difficult, but I'm turning a corner. Things are getting better. I probably feel choked about where I live. It's difficult because of the space and being in a city.
Okay. Is there anything that he would feel choked by life about?
As I've been thinking about him, the first 2 years of his life, he was abused almost 24/7 from what I can tell. The other thing is I've rescued hounds for about 32 years, and they tend to run away and take you with them off in the woods. They're strong. They get a scent, they'll go. If you rescue them, oftentimes they'll run away until they realize home is safe. So I've used pinch collars, all my dogs, and there's controversy about that. But I've often wondered if that contributed. And when he had his first episode, I stopped that. He's been in a vest ever since. But sometimes I think maybe I contributed to that, or when he was on a leash outside and ran too far and not realizing he was on the leash, got pulled back.
Okay, yeah. It feels like one of those. So let me hold that, okay? How long has it been since his first episode, since you stopped using the pinch collars?
The first episode was only a few months ago, but I think the vet told me long before that. He's been in a vest for a year and a half now, at least. I don't know why we decided to go to stop using the pinch. He only had a severe episode. The first one was about 3 months ago. And then he's
okay.
had a few.
Okay. So there was a gap of time between the
yeah.
two. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how and long was he? So if you think about the pinch collar for him, not for any other dog, but just for him, was there any particular event where you think he might have been traumatized? Like, was there a particularly difficult moment ever in the past?
This is a dog. I still walk him, and I say, why don't you understand not to pull? He's constantly pulled on walks. I could never train him out of that. But there was a time early on when I had him outside on a run, and he took off after something. And this is a pinch collar that's very small, pinch prongs, and supported in leather, because oftentimes the pinch collars fall apart. And I was stunned. He literally got pulled back when he ran too far and literally broke through the collar, meaning he broke the leather. And I was stunned and always, you know, was afraid he'd really damaged himself. There were probably many instances where he was, you know, I mean, he had fear aggression from the abuse, simply pulling him back when dogs would go after him. So many people have their dogs off leash. And they, you know, if they come up against the dog that's unleashed, it creates tension. And then with his fear aggression, he'd finally bark. And so there was a lot of me pulling him away from things to protect him, or just pulling on him too much to keep him with me.
Okay. All right. Let me hold all that. All right, let's clear some trauma for Chance in his first couple of years. Few years is what you said. First few years.
2 years.
Two, okay. We're going to clear abuse, anything that's available for him to let go of, being maltreated, fear, defensiveness, aggression, fear. Holding fear, linking that to his nervous system, and really down-regulating his nervous system, because what happens is we're in stress mode. It's almost like we end up with PTSD, and then we have a hair trigger stress response.
Yeah,
we're down-regulating that for him. We're going to help him process all that trauma, that abuse in the first couple of years, and we're going to move it through the digestive system, through and out, processing
okay.
it, digesting it, and getting it out. We don't need any remnant of that anymore. It's not serving him. All right, and we're going to take that fight or flight response to trauma, and we're going to link it to him pulling his, it's not really aggression, but it's that flight, that pull. I need to be away. I need to get free. I need to run. I need to run.
Yeah.
Almost like a run. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to hold that. It's like a subconscious programming as a response of trauma. We're going to hold that for him. And try to shift it out and down-regulate so that he doesn't feel the need. I mean, if he wants to run, it's for fun, not out of a fear state.
Right.
All All right. I'm hearing it's not the pinch collar, so there's no need for you to feel guilty.
Oh, thank you.
I think it's trauma. I really do. I think it's trauma. So we're just going to hold, and I almost feel like there's some kind of karmic energy with him. Obviously, he was abused, but he wasn't killed, luckily. But I feel like there's some kind of imprint of being choked. And so I'm just going to hold his throat and really let go of any connection to any trauma of strangulation, tightness, restriction here at the throat.
Can I add something? The history?
Absolutely. Yeah.
What I found out by talking to the owners, I kind of disguised myself as a friendly person just looking for information and put pieces together. And he was tied up constantly, tormented by kids in the neighborhood, children, teens, bitten by their dog over food. So he came to me with holes in his face, literally. But I did hear, I always check in with a psychic with each dog I rescue to get as much information as I can. And I did hear that the owner, the male, probably picked him up, you know, which was essential to strangling him, you know, picked him up by the collar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's something like that. Okay, good. So I'm just holding this in the throat muscles, the skin, the connective tissue, and then, of course, the trachea, the larynx, pharynx, you know, all that area in the throat.
Yeah.
We're holding.
Yeah.
And we're giving permission for any trauma to be cleared. Flushing this out of the head and upper body, really letting go of any tension in any of the soft tissue, and then resetting the nervous system, down-regulating that nervous system, that fight or flight. That feels better, much lighter.
Thank you.
Shifting the heart as well for him. Fear in the chest. So I want you to have a heart-to-heart with him, and I'm assuming you've done this already, but I want you to make sure that he understands that he is safe and he can let go of all of that trauma from the past, and you're going to protect him. You're protecting him from any kind of maltreatment.
Okay.
The key is for him to really know and understand that he is 100% safe.
Hard to believe that after 14 years he doesn't know that, but I will do it, and I understand.
No, I don't. I think he does know. I think it's his body is holding on to the trauma, and we're just reaffirming.
Okay.
So just like we might have a flashback to a very scary childhood incident 15 years later, it's not that we don't feel safe. It's that feeling of unsafeness was stuck in our body. We just didn't know it, or in our subconscious mind.
I do understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
good.
He and I are walking the same path. And I realized sort of soon on that the horses wear a yellow ribbon on their tail if they have fear aggression to let other people know, stay away from the horse. And when I read that, I realized both he and I should wear this yellow ribbon on our tails, because it's really like, leave me alone or I'll bite you. We're both like that. So we've helped each other. And can I just say, the past few days as I've been researching, people have intimated that he's having seizures. Can you pick up on that at all?
I'm not feeling it, but I'm not going to disagree. I'm not feeling it today. So either it shifted or it's just not for me, but I'm not picking up on that energy. I was picking up on nervous system tension and fight or flight, but not not seizure, not chaotic brain activity at all.
Okay, good. The digestion has been a problem for years, and as he's progressed, so has his eating habits, from grass, desperately eating grass, to now dirt and dead trees. It's just, it blows my mind what he's trying to put in his stomach and papers. And, you know, I work on this, and I haven't found the solution yet. Maybe this is all tied in.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's trying to digest. Okay. I think he's trying to eat fiber to push energy through.
Okay.
Almost like a cleansing, like we might, I don't know, we might go on a juice fast to just put fiber and, well, not a juice fast, that would be a smoothie fast, but to just, you know, I think he's trying to push through to get things out of the digestive tract. So let's see if you notice any shift with the digestive balance on the trauma, it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's trauma. I do. So I think he's just ready to shift it out, and he's feeling choked by it. So let's see if this all moves out and frees his throat to not have to keep repeating those processes, those patterns.
This is a huge gift for both of us. I'm very grateful that you were willing to work on him. I'm sure he is too.
Yeah. You're welcome, Pat. I'm sure he is. He seems like a sweetie. And yeah, let us know how he does.
Definitely. I'll be back in touch. God bless. Thank you. And thank you, Nicole.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Pat. Keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. And we've got 707 is hanging on patiently. Let's go there. 707, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, Valerie, California. I don't know if it's enough time to do a healing.
I think we could try to squeeze you in. Let's try.
Okay. Generally, I'm pretty healthy, but I just have an issue with my left ear with low vibrational vibrates at a low level in that ear constantly. So I want to have a look from the neck up. And to try to
All right, let me...
Talking it. Yeah.
Okay. How long has this been going on?
Oh, for a few years.
A few years. Okay. And did anything in particular trigger it, or it just started one day?
It just started. I can't really tie it to anything at the moment.
Okay. No problem. All right. Let me tune in. So I'm hearing yelling, like someone's yelling. Have you ever been yelled at, like, significantly?
Probably so. I mean, that kind of went on in the family sometimes.
So that was going to say,
raise their voice.
In your childhood or in your adult life?
Probably in childhood.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm feeling like a feminine kind of energy. Would that be mom or an aunt, or who might that be?
Oh, I don't want to get too specific because I don't know who's listening.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So we're just going to hold feminine energy directing anger at you, yelling. And we're not blaming anybody or anything like that. We're clearing. And so I'll tell you from my own life and my own kids, I have very sensitive kids. And I had one of them, like I corrected them and they felt total shame. And I know I wasn't shaming them because I was so, so, so careful about shame. They just took it so personally. So we never know what really happened. We only know our perception of what happened. And that's all that matters, is what we think or feel happened. So we want to caveat for anybody listening. Anytime you feel traumatized, well, if you felt traumatized, then you were traumatized. It doesn't matter if it was a is that really big enough to be a trauma or not? So we're going to hold whatever this energy of yelling was. And I have another kid who always tells me I'm yelling at him, and I haven't even raised my voice. So, you know, some people are very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say I identify with that one as well.
Yeah, okay, good. So, yeah, we're not saying that anything was inappropriate. We're just saying that you were sensitive to whatever was being directed at you, and we're going to balance that left ear to it. All right, so let me get an age range here. I'm just going to ask your body. Age 5 to 7, and there's another range, like 9 to 12. So we're going to take these two age ranges, 5 to 7 and 9 to 12. These are interesting times in a kid's life because 5 to 7 is really when, you know, you're getting ready to start kindergarten and first grade, and you're recognizing there's a whole world out there in addition to your family. There's more than just your family. And 9 to 12, of course, is preteen, pre-puberty kind of time. And the brain is so, so sensitive. So we're going to hold these two times. We're going to search and retrieve any events, any situations, any conversations where you might have had someone either raise their energy or their voice at you, and it feels like anger to me. It just feels like anger. It could have been something else, but we're holding that emotion being blasted at you, either through yelling and or through just big angry energy, even if it wasn't loud in volume. We're clearing any events that might be stuck in the ear, in the nervous system, in the adrenal axis, the kidney energy, any other place in the body where you felt afraid or unsafe, or that you needed to shut down that sense of hearing to protect it. You needed to put a barrier or some armoring to protect. We're going to clear any of this. So let me just do that here in the left ear. Anybody listening, if you have similar issues, with tinnitus or any other buzzing in the ear, we're doing this balance for you as well. It could be left or right. For Valerie here, it's the left, but anybody else, either ear could be balanced for you. And Valerie, what it feels like is like a tangle of yarn. There's just a tangle of It's almost like a switchboard got all jungled up and it's all in a big jumble. And we're just going to just pull that jumble out, almost as if all that anger got things crisscrossed and confused and chaotic, and now the circuits aren't matching up the way they should. So we're just going to realign and reorganize any aspect of the auditory nerve and that connection with the inner ear and the mechanisms of hearing. Now, I frequently find that tinnitus has connections with the intuitive sense of hearing. So we'll just bring that into to balance that intuitive sense of hearing as well as the physical sense here in the ear. We're linking this to the upper chest, pulling out tension. Trauma, any emotional trauma, feeling unsafe, whether it's physically or emotionally, connected to these age ranges, 5 to 7, 9 to 12. And finally, just as we wrap up here, there's just a lot of tension in the upper chest, right at the sternum, top of the sternum, into the throat. And so we're just going to hold that. You know, this is really where we express ourselves. The throat, of course, is where we use our voice, and maybe we defend ourselves if we're getting yelled at. And then the sternum has links in, of course. It's a huge storage bone, a big, heavy, thick bone. Holding that as well here, shifting out anything that is ready to clear for you.
Thank you.
All right, Valerie. Let's see what you notice. Let's see what shifts. And, you know, a call back in, we can always work on it again if you feel that there's more that we didn't have time for, and we can go deeper with it.
Okay.
Do you have
Thank
any questions?
You. When I was saying about the vibration, it does like a low-level vibration, and then it has a low vibration pop or sound. I don't know how to explain. Yeah, like it's low vibration, and I hear like a small poof or something. Yeah,
yeah, I do believe it's shiftable. I do believe it's connected in with some kind of trauma around being yelled at. So let's see if we shift it, if you notice any differences over the next, you know, week or two. I don't know how often it, if it's a constant, but see if you notice any shift.
You'll have to leave it there, Sarah. We're less than a minute
yep.
from the top and getting cut off, so...
Okey-doke.
Thanks for calling in and keep in touch. And shameless self-promotion, what have you got for us?
I would like to invite you guys to come and learn about digital biofield therapy. It's an amazing way that I think we can really change how we consume healthcare in our country and how we empower our health. You can learn more at my profile at newsforthesoul.com for my show or at my website, rayzenenergy.com. Thanks, Nicole.
All right. Awesome. And to those on the board and the callers that we haven't got to and the ones that we did get to, we continue on with a new show, Open Line, Free Readings with Corey Thorne, right after we disengage this switchboard and somehow miraculously reconnect, holding the space. All right. This has been for the show, and we will be back in 2 minutes, quite literally.